If you've ever been to a quinceañera, you'll know there's a lot of dancing. In case you haven't come across the term, a quinceañera is a party for girls turning 15. It's a Latin American celebration that's growing in popularity here in the U.S. There's food, there's fancy clothes, and most importantly, there's dancing. Usually the dancers are friends and family, but not always. In Dallas, you can hire a quinceañera dancing troupe. They're called the Latin Boys Cadets. David Hernandez is the founder of the Latin Boys Cadets. David, why would people hire dancers they don't know for what is, after all, a family party?
It's just a more professional way to go by getting your own court of honor. That's what it's called whenever you have your guys and girls that you pick up like friends and family. Usually get them together and they help you do it. But when you go with the Latin Boys, it's more like professional guys. They know what they're doing. All you have to do is come in, learn the dances. Basically, we go to the event with you and they perform the dances with you. So it's not out there looking for friends and family to want to do it, because most of the time they don't want to do it. Latin Boys is kind of like an easier way out. Yeah, they don't know the girl, but they get to become friends as they're practicing all the time, because the girl does have to go through 2.5 months of practice.
How did you get the idea to start the group?
I was, a chambelán myself. You know, a chambelán is the, you know, you stand up for the quinceañera. You're one like her escort, guiding her around everywhere, dancing with her. I was one of those in many events. And I was like, man, I've done like 3 of them just this year. Seems like it would be a pretty good idea to just put boys together and just have them ready. In case you need us, we're here to help you. Little by little, you know, the demand is asking you more and more for you to keep going.
So, David, you're the boss. You pulled this together. How old are the dancers? They're all boys. And how many are there? Just kind of draw a picture for us.
I have about 35 boys.
In the Latin Boys Cadets?
Yeah, 35 boys. And they all start between the ages of 14 to about 17. After the 17-year-olds, 18s, I try to get them out. We try to keep them a little bit younger for the quinceañeras, which they're only 15. But it's just a youth thing. It's for them to come out, gain some confidence, dance, make some money doing it, bit of responsibility.
And it looks like from pictures that the dancers put a lot of thought into their look. They use hairspray, hair gel. Describe what goes on for the boys themselves to prepare.
To a point, they become like an artist. Because the boys do, they have their own look. Even now with social media, they're actually like, you know, have so many followers. You know, they do take care of their hairstyle. They do take care of their looks. We do ask for them to do take care of themselves, because a customer wants to come buy, you know, will come rent a good quality product. We want handsome looking guys. I mean, you don't have to be extremely handsome, but, you know, we want to give a good product to the customers.
It's interesting to hear you talk about the kind of boys you need for the group, because you say they need to look nice and be kind of handsome and be guys that the girls want to hang out with. It's funny, if we were talking about girls, it would sound like you're objectifying them and it wouldn't sound right. So do you ever think about
in terms of picking the guys? I'm not saying that. I mean, I have a lot of guys of different, how can you say that? I have tall, I have short, I have fat, I have skinny. There are all kinds of guys. There's times where the girls come in, they pick a guy, and I'm like, really, you picked that guy? I would have never thought you would have picked that guy. Or you have one that just, oh, I'm set on this one. I want this guy. That's the guy that I want.
You don't pick the guys yourself?
No. My rule for you to join my group, you come to practice and you learn the dances. If you're dedicated enough to come to practice and learn the dances, you're part of my group.
Do they wear a particular uniform or clothing?
We do have several different uniforms that we use. We have one where it's just a tuxedo, or we have what we call the cadet suit, which is the military top. We actually take off all the things that come from the Marines, which is like the gold eagles, the patches on the side. The buttons that we have are a little bit different than what they have. We kind of gutted it out and just left just the jacket with the buttons. We provide the belts on, and then the boys will wear black slacks to go perform. Really, whatever the customer's really looking for, we can actually do it. I mean, it's just some girls want, oh, I want suspenders, or I want this color shirt. We just go from there.
Does the girl celebrating the quinceañera, does she pick one of the guys from the Latin
Correct.
Boys Cadets to hang out with that night and dance with?
Correct. She'll pick one of the boys as her main one. And then from there, she can kind of give us an idea of who she wants, or we'll pick the rest from there. Now, another thing, you know, a lot of people just say, oh, it's just Latin guys. Like, no, it's not. We're not just Hispanic. We've had Anglos in our group. We've had African-Americans in our group. It just depends. We're not just Hispanic.
And what kind of music do you practice to and the dances that you do?
You know, hip hops, you know, a lot of the Latin music. it just really depends on the girl, because some of them bring me country most of the time. Some will bring me Latin music, just a variety.
What's the hot style right now?
I would have to say hip hop is in demand. There's a lot of cumbia and bachata. It's all slow. It kind of has nice movement, so it's easy to dance to.
So how does it work? I mean, you get a call and someone wants to hire your group for a quinceañera. What happens next?
My first question before asking anything is the date and where. Because once I know the date, I'll know if I'm available. And once I know where, I'll be able to see how much their price range will be. It's very rare for me to say that I can't do it. The reason it's rare is because I can do up to maybe 9 or 12 events in one Saturday.
You're kidding.
If that makes any sense.
No.
How do you
do 9?
Okay, so we would run 3 groups. Each one would take them about an hour, maybe 45 minutes to an hour. So they would do each show, run to the next show, do that show, run to the next show, and they would be finally finished. So like what I'm saying is that we don't last more than an hour at an event. We are going from one to another to another. So if we have to change for another party, then they'll get to that event, change outside, and then they're running back into that event.
A big part of the Latin Boys Cadets seems to be the dancers themselves develop a degree of financial independence. Do you see yourself as a mentor or a role model?
I try to be kind of like a counselor too. I mean, I talk to the boys a lot about how they should work with their money, how they should save their money. I always talk to them about, you know, having good credit, because a lot of these families, they don't sit down and talk to their kids about that. So I kind of sit down, talk to the guys about their school, getting into college. I kind of help them out with as much as I possibly can. But that's what kind of we want from them. We want them to keep going. We don't want them to get stuck where we are. We want cadets to be kind of like an opening.
David Hernandez is the founder of the Latin Boys Cadets in Dallas. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
See pictures of some of the Latin Boys Cadets dancers, check out our Instagram. We're at PRI The World. And we leave you now with Baila Esta Cumbia, an old song by the late Selena that is still a quinceañera classic. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for being with us today, and have a great weekend.